Part 21, Chapter 1. The spacecraft Ocnar 2 rode in orbit 421 miles above the planet Earth. The small gray man sat in a small gray office in the ship. He was looking at small gray instruments. He was only partly finished with a critical analysis, and he was not even vaguely satisfied with it. A bottle of pills sat on his desk. Pills for indigestion. His job had its drawbacks. Drinking all manner of hospitable offerings, including yarb tea, had upset his stomach. The small gray man was deeply troubled. The problems which assailed such a position as his were never easy. They required the most conservative possible judgment. He had faced many situations in his long life, a large number of them involving the most dangerous and overwhelming elements. But at no time, he did a hasty calculation with a rolling calculator. In 313,000 years had he, or his predecessors, ever been confronted with the ruin potential of this one. He sighed and took another indigestion pill. This last packet of information that his communicator had given him contained elements which defied even the most expert mathematical dissection and reassembly. There were explosive elements in all this which could well wreak havoc. For one thing, a lightning storm had grossly interfered with the clarity of the first item. An infrabeam sound transmitter, no matter how narrowly it could be focused, was after all an electronic device. And interference was not only possible, it had happened. He considered himself no technician. That was not his role. But his technicians aboard could not get it clarified either. Compounding his trouble was this delay in all communications to competent labs. He was 2.5 months in travel time, away from any such help. Wearily, he ran the data of the first item through the display machine for the 7th time. There was the compound, the old central cyclo mine site of the planet. There were some men in hiding behind rocks, holding weapons. There was the arrival of the car, the departure of the first man into the compound. Then 3 men getting out of the car, 2 of them with weapons held on the third.